This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's coverage subject to policy terms.
It's 7 after the hour again, another hour of us pursuing the events of the day, the conversation that people are having with each other. We're having as friends, Doug Steffen, with my friend, my dear friend, and my dear colleague. How do you like that, Jay? Jay Kirchner,
I like it.
Is here to download what's going on, what people are talking about. This is sort of like a dance. Isn't life kind of like a dance? And you and I are partners in it, in a manner of speaking. And the outward presentation of conversation, information, but everybody is our partner in a manner of speaking. So do you like the mambo? Do you like the tango? Do you like the cha-cha-cha?
The twerk?
Like? Yeah. Is that the twerk? What's the twerk? I don't know the twerk.
The booty bounce.
Oh, really?
The salsa, the macarena, the hokey-pokey, if you will.
Yeah. Well, what you just said reminds me of the, if you'll pardon the pun, the big picture of people dancing. Where did I see something? There's a dance. Oh, I know what it was. There was a dancing instructor who is teaching a bunch of female bodybuilders. Don't ask me how I saw this. To how to dance. And he said that they could dance better because they had more control of their body. I think that's kind of interesting. What about men who do that? I think a lot of times you think of men who are bodybuilders as being big and bulky and not being able to move very well, right? Wouldn't you think? Anybody?
Well, that's, what is the one show? Not So You Think You Can Dance. Dancing with the Stars. And
yes.
I've seen where a lot of the professionals that are partnered up with the celebrities, those who have some level of dance in their background are usually the most difficult to work with because they have a harder time unlearning what they've already learned in their lives in their dance careers, where the athletes have some level of awareness of their body, but they don't have these dance backgrounds, so they can learn things a lot more smooth.
Yeah, smoother, if you will, right? Okay, so the governor of Michigan has started something that I'm sure a lot of us, we have our food, family, and farm section every day of the program, and I have the American Family Farmer Show that I do produce for a lot of the same stations around the country that carry this program. And one of the highlights this week, when it comes to food security, which is sort of a new name on the, I don't remember a lot of people talking about food security when I was a kid, or even recently, but now more than ever, we seem to be talking about food security because of the price, with the inflation problem that we have. That's a, you know, this is a serious situation. Not just a droplet. It's more than a drop. It's a big part of all of our efforts to be able to have food that's good for us individually and for our families. So apparently because of the grocery store situation, the governor, her name is Gretchen Whitmer, has tried to ease the pain there. A plan is in effect to help people in that state keep more of their money. The plan, as I understand it, Jay, allows families in Michigan who are eligible for food benefits to keep getting that money and $95 more a month. So what do you buy with $95 a month? I guess I
You really have to look at what you're buying because there are so many different brands and things are just not of equal value is the wrong way to say it, not of equal pricing.
Right.
A lot of times, fresh produce, depending on where you are, fresh produce can be pretty expensive or, on the flip side, a lot more affordable than the freezer counterparts.
What do you buy when you go to the store? Do you buy frozen food, fresh food. Say it again, Doug. Where is it? Canned food. What do you buy? What do you find yourself at? What does your family want and expect?
As far as canned food goes, we're in That's too much for me, but I like fresh produce. I'm huge on vegetables. I love vegetables. I'm not big on freezer veggies. I prefer the fresh, especially broccoli. Oh, steamed broccoli I could eat for every meal, every day, nonstop.
Yeah.
Fruits, it has to be fresh, not frozen, not canned, none of that stuff.
You'd love coming to my farm. We had a big strawberry thing this past weekend. And the strawberries were actually, they're in at their peak right now. So if you have a local farm nearby, go to the farm and find some of these strawberries. Now, the other side of it is they're $10 a quart around here for obvious reasons. Who can afford, does that limit who can buy them? And what if, in fact, you like strawberries and you don't have the money to spend $10 a quart, then what do? You buy freezer strawberries? Actually, I understand I get your objection to the frozen stuff. But if you realize that it's much fresher, in many cases, the fresh vegetables and fruits that are quick flash frozen in the field now, some of the big producers have the facilities, like on the ships that go out and the deep sea fishermen, they have, you know, these big vats of ice. So when they catch the fish, they put it in the ice right away to freeze it instantly. So it still has the value, the nutritional value, frozen into the fish in that case, or the fruit in the case of many. So it's
That's okay if it's fresh and then frozen. But there's so many where the like vegetables are already cooked and then they're frozen and they're always overcooked and just I just never.
Yeah, they're mushy. Yeah, I get you there. I understand what you're saying. So anyway, back to what they're doing. I wonder if this is a good thing for other states to consider. Rebates, this whole thing, you know, you get right down to brass tacks. It's interesting to see these individual plans to help people out, but the real plan, maybe you can't attack this, is the way the oil companies are gouging us at the pump, the way that the war is progressing and what's happening to the oil that normally is on the world market from Russia, all of these things. And it's beginning to complicate people's lives individually and sure as heck is going to affect us financially as we go forward for who knows how long, because Putin is still alive. And that's the problem, it seems to me. So anyway, back to the January 6th thing. I saw something that there's a request to halt the hearings now. Did you see that? Apparently, this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. Police have determined there was nothing suspicious about a tour. Remember the discussion of the Capitol office buildings? Representative Barry Loudermilk took on this task of finding out, you know, there's a lot of pieces, moving parts to all of this stuff. And his tour of the complex, he was bringing some people in from his district, 15 people who had been in there the day of the riots. And so the committee was investigating that just to see if there was something to it. And the takeaway is there's nothing. Is that too much minutia? I guess I'm wondering. But then I know I did see something someplace. I haven't put my finger on it at the moment, where the principals had decided that they want to put on hold these hearings. And I don't know where they have, you know, all of the big hoopla about it. And then, you know, it's okay, so we don't want to do this right now. I don't know. I'm back to thinking this is a lot of hooey. There's no takeaway yet.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't. There's no takeaway. All right, so let's do this Arizona mother and grandmother. You know, I call this the Good Day Show, and I'm looking around for... Where is the good stuff? This isn't good. Arizona mother and a grandmother charged with murder after a 9-year-old died. Did you see this?
This whole thing is so sick.
Head lice?
The 9-year-old girl died from a head lice infestation. Yeah. The neglect. I mean, the mother and the grandmother were originally brought on charges of child neglect and abuse. But after the autopsy findings, they are now being charged with straight-up homicide. It's absolutely horrible.
Well, have you ever been around anybody who had lice? Any child? Any?
Back in the day, one of my cousins, who's a younger cousin, was at our house, and then when she got home, they found out that she had head lice. It somehow did not transfer. We boiled, like, all of the sheets and everything. None of us ever got it. But that was really my only thing that I ever came across, head lice. Other than that, no.
Apparently, it's very, I don't want to say contagious, but they can jump from one head to another pretty easily. I find it to be one that's like lice and ticks and all those things, even though I'm exposed all the time to lice, I just find it is gross. It really is. And those of us who believe in a superior being, why are there lice? Huh? What of what possible benefit are lice? Like maggots, ticks, all of those things that we find just gross. This time of year when it's hot, if you throw food out into the barrel that is being picked up by the town or however you get rid of your garbage, and you leave it there for more than a day or two, the maggots will be all over the place.
Flies lay their eggs.
Dude here. I need to take a break. Do I not, Phil? I think I have to take a break. All right, how about I do that? 17 after on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. A reminder about how you can pursue the Good Day program when you're not able to listen to it in real time on your station. You can find it all around the clock at TuneIn Radio and at CRN.com, right? CRN.com?
Yeah, CRN on the Doug Stephan Now channel and TuneIn. Just go to GoodDayShow.com and there are the Listen Live and Listen Now buttons.
And also the Good Day download. We discussed the Second Amendment, tyrannical governments on a recent broadcast discussing Kenny Loggins with the cause of his addiction. Those things are important conversations. Most all of them are. Father had his late daughter's fiancé charged with littering over gravesite flowers. Was the discussion we have. Catch them all, the conversations, at GoodDayShow.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
After the hour, what is going on? Social media trending items. Yesterday we had a long conversation about something that's near and dear to many of our hearts, and that's pizza. I happen to like pizza, even though I have to do gluten-free. But we had this, we went down the side road, Jay, of pineapple on pizza, and then all of the silly but kind of fun comments from people. The idea of whether you want pineapple. Here's a lady, Lynn Smith Greer, says, pineapple only if you're pregnant. I craved Hawaiian pizza and garlic bread when I was pregnant with my oldest
son.
Quite
the combination.
And Dairy Queen, grape slushy. What is it, a slushy? Is that what they call it?
What, is the Mr. Misty? Is it still called the Mr. Misty, or did they change the name?
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah, yeah. Here's a lady who likes Canadian thin ham and white sauce on her pizza. The feta cheese. Anyway, pineapple.
Yeah, there are a couple
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, we also have some comments on our social media trending story about the new Ohio gun law. You want to go through some of those results for us? This is, it's always along the same line.
Yeah, a lot of engagement on Twitter. At William Dave J gives it 2 thumbs up. At Ella Bismo asks, will Ohio still offer the permits for those who travel across the state lines?
Okay, so let's tell the story for those who didn't hear, because this is new. Will you quickly go through the what happens in Ohio now with carry permits? This, as I said before, seemed to be going backwards given the trend of the abuse of guns, but what's the sum and substance of this and what these people are caught?
It's permitless carry. It was signed by Governor DeWine back in March, went into effect in Ohio this week. Now, the law has some criteria of who's allowed to have the permitless carry. Basically, you will not have to take the 8-hour gun safety and training course. You do not have to have a permit to carry a gun. You must be 21 years of age or older, be a resident, not a fugitive, all of that stuff. There are some stipulations. But to answer Ella Biesma's question of will Ohio still offer the permits for those who travel across state lines, yes, you can still get the permit. You just, it's not a requirement anymore. The federal law does state every U.S. citizen may legally transport firearms across state lines as long as he or she is legally allowed to possess the weapon in both the state of origin as well as the destination state.
Right.
Another comment on Twitter comes from D. Keller for Eva, says the law also allows school districts to determine if their teachers and staff can carry guns into the building, and then adds, we are going backwards. We are going so far backwards in Ohio.
I think so. That's my thought. Yep. Well, you got another good one here from Cheryl.
Yes, this one came on Facebook, Cheryl Graysick. She shared a news story from this week of a relative's work in Cincinnati about a coworker. The headline is TQL worker fired, arrested after searching mass shootings online and bringing a gun to work.
So this is, the boss is looking at what you're looking up on the computer. Take away from this, among other things.
Not sure if the relative's coworker was looking it up at work or online, but they did bring a gun into work, and it was found out that they had been researching mass shootings.
So was the assumption that they were thinking about shooting up the place, or that this person was bringing a gun to work to protect him or herself from potential shoot 'em ups? That would be a question I have.
That begs the question for sure. Now,
yeah,
the person was 24. The article is on Facebook, Good Day Radio shows the handle. 24-year-old order to have no contact with TQL employees and stay away from the facility.
Yeah. All right. Send us your comments. Where do they go?
Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Instagram, and Good Day On Air on Twitter.
All right. Good job. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Now the wording needs to be put on paper. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but there's still quite a bit of snow up high.
Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When President Biden attacked America's energy independence on day one of his administration, everyone that follows politics knew this was going to end in disaster. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, told Newsmax Biden's policy is why the American dollar is suffering as it is. The culprit, inflation.
It'd be the number one issue that comes up in my town meetings. It would be followed by the gas tax and then followed by the open border. And I think the gas tax increase in this energy policy of this administration is one of the main reasons we have 8.6% inflation. It's probably half of it. So when you shut down pipelines and you stop drilling and you put regulations on fracking and you tell the banks not to own money, what would you expect? We see what you can expect then. A $2 or more increase in the price of energy since this president came to town.
Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday unanimously recommended that the agency authorize Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and teens aged 6 to 17. The FDA, which generally follows the recommendations of its advisors, is not obligated to do so, but is likely to authorize the kids' Moderna vaccine soon. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine may cause some types of heart inflammation. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, here we are back again. The early deal is the best deal, and that's the deal you get here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We're fighting truth decay every day, all day. So you can join us. Jay is talented, intelligent, ambitious, creative. What other good? I feel like I'm. This would be your father saying these things, not me.
I like all those.
You like all those. Okay, so that's good. Carry those with you today and keep saying yes to opportunity. Here's a mother. This is, I suppose, from the good news department. This woman was threatened with eviction. She was a retiree. After all of this, she was able to buy the house she rented for 2 decades. After a $250,000, $250,000 raised by the community where she lived, so that she could live in the house, stay in the house.
Yeah.
Apparently, this lady, her name is Linda Taylor. Tell us the story of Linda Taylor. This is.
That everybody stepped in. She's a retiree. She volunteered to help homeless and people in need for the past 19 years. She began renting a small house, and then she was being threatened to be evicted, and her community members were like, we can't allow this to happen. So there was no one-size-fits-all approach to the fundraising efforts. People donated what they could. They had art shows and
nice.
Bake sales
and
pro bono work by a real estate agent. Other donations came in. And just the community funds, they were able to get the money they needed to buy the house so that she would not have to be evicted. Mm-hmm. Her name is Linda Taylor. Isn't that just...
Yeah. Great story. Round of applause for good people in that community. Did you know that there was such a thing as the World Professional Association for Transgender Health? Did you know that existed?
I did not know that existed. That's fantastic.
I don't either. They have announced plans to release an update, basically a guideline to give care to people who are transgenders. Is that politically correct to call a transgender person a transgender? I hope so. The guidelines include a chapter on adolescence. I was, where was I the other day? I was surprised. I was mowing hay down in, for those of you new to the program, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I was mowing hay in one of the state parks. And these two teenage boys were, I'm guessing 15, 16, they look like they're about 15 or 16, walking down the path. There's a pathway that goes between the hay fields, the corn fields and stuff. So they're walking down the pathway, they're holding hands, and they're kissing. And at first, I looked, and I thought, well, maybe it was a couple of girls with short hair, or a girl and a guy with short hair. And then I realized it wasn't. And I'm not sure where I was. I looked at it, and I thought, isn't that sweet? Kind of. But in the heart and soul of me, I wondered whether it was okay. And I think that's the only thing. I was taken back by it a little bit, and then I thought, okay, well, today it doesn't make any difference. And then I began to think, I'm on the tractor, so I've got my mind going, and, you know, that's where I do my best thinking is on the tractor, and I do my best meditating on the tractor. I just feel like I'm in a great place when I'm on the tractor. So I'm thinking to myself, what is life going to be like for the two of them if they stay together? And then I started thinking at this age, and I don't know how, don't know exactly how old, but I'm guessing they're 16-ish, maybe, I'm not any older than that. And so I'm thinking at what point, going back to when I was 16, would I have understood seeing two guys kissing when I was that age? And then there's all kinds of other stuff that you can think about and, you know, I suppose debate. I don't know if that's.
Well,
what
it was
is,
also a different time.
Yeah.
I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that everything is viewed as equal. It's not. We still have a long way to go, but it's a lot more accepting than what it once was. When it's a lot more accepting at six when I was 16 versus when you were 16, Doug. And I think that that's something that not that old habits die hard, but a lot of people of a certain age who were around when it wasn't socially acceptable, it was something that people denied of themselves and hid more often. It might be a little bit more difficult to accept the way society is going, maybe, perhaps. Not that that's a justification for anybody, but empathize of a certain mindset. But where now, it's just my generation and the generation below me and younger than myself are, it's just love is love. It really doesn't matter who people are, who people love.
Well, I think you're right about
situation.
That. Never disagreed with it. But for a teenager, it didn't rub me the wrong way. It startled me. That's probably a better way for me to put it, because I don't see it a lot. I know that it's there. We talk about it on the air all the time. We've spent months talking about the new transformational world that we're in. And maybe it's months. I don't think it's been years, but months. That we're talking about the new reality. What goes on in schools and how do they accommodate these youngsters? And how, more importantly, do they fit in to their own social circle? This is, and I think around the country, it would be different depending on where you were as to how you fit in to your social circle. Would you agree with that? If, let's say, where you live down in Nashville, is that, mm-hmm. how would this go over if somebody was walking down a suburban street around Nashville, two boys, or two girls for that matter?
Nashville's very, very pride friendly, but I think that in other communities in the state of Tennessee, probably not so much.
Yeah. Well, there certainly is a deep divide in the way people look at this. I'm not critical. I just am, shocked, surprised. Maybe the better word is interested. I was interested to watch them as they did what boys and girls have been doing at that age. Well, you know, the hormones are going nuts when you're 14, 15, 16 years old. You're really going for it, man. And it doesn't make any difference what your sex is. You're just going for it. And so in this circumstance, the part of this North American, what I call it, the name of the group, where did I find this here? Let me go back to, I've sort of moved on, but let me go back for a second to what is actually called these guidelines, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And this is dealing not only with the physical stuff, but with the mental and emotional stuff that goes with embracing someone at that age, going through puberty, of the same sex. And that's kind of where they all are. And then there's the trans, the same-sex stuff, and then there's this, what I'm talking about was just seeing two kids of the same sex. But this is transgender stuff. I just think there's too much focus. Maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it. I think there's too much. I think people think this is the norm, and it isn't, no matter what. It's not. I'm not expressing negative or positive. I think that to spend as much time and focus as we do on transgender, whether it's children or adults, is misspent, misplaced, because I think the number of people is very small in this. I understand the society of acceptance. Yep, get it. But I don't think, I understand there are a lot of gay people, and I get that, and the numbers are larger. Maybe they aren't larger. We just pay more attention to it. So I'm now wondering whether paying so much attention to medical transition from one to the other is becoming so talked about. So does that encourage people to do it who might otherwise not want to do it? Or does it encourage people who want to do it, who were afraid to do it before, to do it now because it's okay?
Yeah, I think we're just trying to work towards a community to where the social norm is that it doesn't matter your sex at birth or the gender you identify or the gender or sex of the person you love, where it's just none of that even matters anymore. People are just people. You are who you are, and whether or not you're a good person, that's I think the social norm that a lot of us are hoping to go towards.
Is saying that here in our country, those who identify as transgender has doubled in the last couple of years. And again, I go back to whether it's the fact that more attention is paid to it, or is there really more going on, or maybe a little of both. But I know there's a backlash, too. Yeah, I think that may be it. In a moment, the story for those of you who are driving a Mustang Mach-E, how about that? I was driving one of these things. More people than you think. And they are ugly. And why you'd want a Mustang with an electric engine, I don't even get that. But the story behind that story in a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare. and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Okay, how many people, Jay, do you know who own a new Mustang?
We'll start with a Mustang, just a regular old
Mustang. The Mustang in general?
Mustang. Yeah.
I don't think I know anybody personally at this point. A new one? Right. No.
I have a lot of friends who had Mustangs when I was younger. They were the coolest thing. Right now, Ford has created a monster in many ways, in my mind anyway. I have a friend that runs a Ford dealership, and I'm in the dealership the other day, and I'm looking at this Mustang. It doesn't look like a Mustang because it's an SUV. It has an electric engine in it. And I'm thinking, who wants to drive a Mustang that looks like this or runs like this? So the reason I bring it up isn't to dump on the Ford Mustang. But for those of you who have a Mustang Mach-E, you better get it back to the dealer pronto, because there's a problem. The vehicles are being recalled. They were built between May of 2020 and May of this year, 2022, there are like 50,000 of them. And so this is like more than half of the production anyway. Ford is not, they just said, bring the car back. They're not telling you why, which would be a little problematic for me. I want to know what the problem is. Apparently, the rumor has it that the battery connectors are overheating, and the vehicle not only loses power, but could catch fire. And again, I ask the question, why do we need a Mustang that's an EV, an electric vehicle, in the first place? And apparently they didn't engineer it quite right. Although I would guess that all the Ford, you know, usually when a company does this, they design all of the cars, no matter what the brand, to look the same. It isn't just with the electric stuff, it's just in general. When something is done, software updates, computer stuff, you know, that sort of thing, chassis improvements, engines and all that stuff, they all share them. So anyway, Ford says between now and next month, get your car into the dealer so they can fix whatever the problem is. So, problem is you're driving a Mustang that's electric. That's your problem. No, don't do it. 10 before the hour.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot your eye down.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has 3 speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a 1-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
3 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kushner and Warren Eckstein, who runs the Pet Show. Find out about his program. ThePetShow.com is the website. He is brought to you in part by something he's created himself, Hugs and Kisses. Hugs and Kisses is a proprietary blend of vitamins and minerals specifically for your dog. And there's another, there's one for dogs, there's one for cats. I give them to Daisy all the time, and they are just, not only are they the best thing for your dog, but Warren gives away the proceeds from Hugs and Kisses. You got the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, right? And
we
so
do.
People are, when you buy the stuff, you're helping animals. You're so involved in getting dogs adopted. How many dogs do you think you've helped get adopted over the years you've been doing, the 40-some-odd years you've been doing your radio program?
Thousands. I remember one time I was doing a segment on, you ready for this, on the Merv Griffin Show. That's how long ago this is. I did a segment on greyhounds. And the minute I got off the air, I got a call from Greyhound Rescue. They adopted over 60 dogs right after that segment.
Wow.
And, you know, all the years I did today in Regis and Kathy Lee, the Mickey Mouse Club, so many dogs and cats adopted. And one of the things that's important to me is not only the dogs and cats were adopted by the thousands, but so many dogs and cats were adopted with challenges. You know, I wrote the foreword for the book with this Pets with Disabilities book. And therefore, they never would have found a home if it wasn't for us being able to talk about them. So, yeah, it's amazing how many different animals we've found homes for over the years.
Your native state of New York has passed a law to shut down puppy mills, the pipeline from various states into the state of New York. And this is because a lot of animal welfare groups, I'm guessing you know about this, a couple of different state assembly members and a member of the Senate pushed this bill through. The governor, Kathy, what is it, Hochul, is that how you pronounce her name? I think something like that. Anyway, they've tried to regulate pet stores before, but they are still bringing in all of these animals, like my dog, who came from a puppy mill down south. And so this is a way to cut. How do you shut it down, though? Because it could be you loaded up a truck with puppies. Nobody's going to know.
Well, let me talk about something I rarely talk about. For many years, I served as a peace officer for the state of New York for the League for Animal Protection. And part of that was investigating, you know, these dogs, puppies coming in. A lot of them coming in, believe it or not, from Pennsylvania and the South. These are atrocious situations. If you've never been to a puppy mill, and I've been to many trying to shut them down undercover, if you've never been to a puppy mill, you have no idea of the abuse that takes place. I've been talking about this for 20 years, and so have many advocates. You guys probably don't remember a guy by the name of Cleveland Amory. He was a close friend. Cleveland was a close friend of mine, kind of a little bit of a mentor. And we've been talking about this for years, so it's about time. You know, puppies should not be sold out of a store. The alternative is a great idea, where they have shelter dogs and shelter cats at the puppy stores, at the pet stores. Therefore, these dogs can be adopted. But in terms of selling puppies out of the store, first of all, as a behaviorist, the problems with people sticking their fingers in, the noise, the yelling, the screaming, everything that goes on in a pet store, all the other dogs, you start out a little behind right off the bat.
Yeah. All right. Now, to go one step further, there's a story floating around of this woman who helps to get dogs adopted. He's got a strict rule about having anybody come to adopt if they have a gun. Is it? How does she know? Where did this all come from?
Actually, her name is Kim. So I actually interviewed her a couple of weeks ago before I even knew this was about. Anyway, she runs a shelter called the Shelter Hope Pet Shop in Southern California, and she is very anti-gun. It's her privilege. You know, if you want to be anti-gun, leave your politics out of finding homes. She will now, and it came out, it was big news here in Southern California, she will not adopt a dog or a cat to any member of the NRA or anyone who supports.
So she won't adopt it out to. If somebody comes in and says they want to adopt that dog and she checks them out and they belong to the NRA, she says, sorry, no, you can't have it.
That means, listen, I don't care what your political opinions are, I'm a gun owner. And bottom line is, who's a better pet guardian than yours truly? I've had as many as 30 dogs and 40 cats at a time.
So under the circumstances, you couldn't adopt a dog.
I could not adopt a dog. And then she said, if you lie to her on the application, she said that she will take all the money she needs to sue you. She's already getting some backlash from some of her donators. Yeah, in other words, if she finds out that you put in your application and you are an NRA member, she will sue you for false reporting, whatever the legality.
Right.
Just insanity. Find good homes. Educate people. Get into the homes.
Some of this stuff goes way too far, Warren, doesn't it? You get right down people in there. I mean, I understand beliefs, and you're welcome to them. Love you for having an opinion, but to have it get in the way of something like this does seem anti-purposeful. All right, Warren Eckstein here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.